Mother posts at-home abortion on TikTok. By Catherine Hamilton on August 20, 2023. A mother filmed herself undergoing the chemical abortion process and posted it to TikTok, Newsweek reported Saturday. Monica, 25, told the outlet that when she posted the video on July 20, she hoped it would help abortion become more normalized and seen as what it is, healthcare. In the video, the Los Angeles, California, native shared how she prepared and went through with the abortion of her 9-week-old unborn baby. I wanted to create a safe space for women to come forward and share their experiences and stories about their abortions without the fear of being judged or criticized. Monica, the mother of one daughter, told Newsweek. I've noticed that the media tends to ignore the topic of abortion as a whole, and I thought, well, maybe if I come forward and share my own journey, we can finally talk about it. Monica told the outlet she was hesitant to document the abortion because of the response she could receive. The video has since garnered more than 3.1 million views and more than 3,700 comments with various reactions. Monica said that when disapproving comments rolled in, she was just so comfortable with her decision that none of them fazed her. There was nothing anyone could have said that would have changed my mind or made me regret posting my video. I helped so many more people than they ever could have with their hatred, and that's what mattered most to me, helping people, she added. The abortion pill, mifepristone, works by blocking the action of progesterone, which the mother's body produces to nourish the pregnancy. When progesterone is blocked, the lining of the mother's uterus deteriorates, and blood and nourishment are cut off to the developing baby, who then dies inside the mother's womb. The drug misoprostol, also called Cytotec, then causes contractions and bleeding to expel the baby from the mother's uterus. The pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute found that mifepristone is used for more than half of all abortions in the United States. In 2020, the drug accounted for 53% of all abortions, up from 39% in 2017.